Welcome to the fifth topic in this series entitled Lipids, Hyperlipidemia and Atherosclerotic Cardiovascular Disease. Today I'm going to discuss treatment guidelines, comparing the international guidelines to the local guidelines in South Africa, and practical sort of applications. Also, when should we recheck or escalate after initiation of therapy? And I want to particularly concentrate on high-risk individuals, patients with type 2 diabetes, those with chronic kidney disease, those with familial hypercholesterolemia. Now, the evidence is overwhelming that LDL cholesterol is causal of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. And this is why all guidelines, including the South African guidelines, are directed at reducing LDL cholesterol. Now, in South Africa, the South African guidelines, the SA Heart Lesser guidelines, are based on the European guidelines, the ESC or EAS guidelines, which were the latest, which were published in 2019. All of the guidelines, as I said, worldwide, not only our guidelines, are directed at LDL. And the reason for that is that the critical trials, the statin trials, done in over 70,000 people, showed that for every 1 millimole reduction in LDL cholesterol, we can reduce cardiovascular events by about 24%, and in fact cardiovascular mortality and total mortality by about 12%. Interestingly, with other therapies like ezetimibe, the newer therapies like the PCSK9 inhibitors, event reduction also falls exactly on the statin line, so which really implies that it's reduction in LDL cholesterol that determines reduction in cardiovascular events. It has nothing to do with the so-called magical pleiotropic effects that people talk about. It's all about reducing LDL cholesterol. And the more aggressive we reduce the LDL cholesterol, the better. And most importantly, the earlier, the better. So we need to treat early and we need to treat aggressively in our high-risk patients. So the ESC, the European Society of Cardiology guidelines, on which the South African guidelines are based, really defines very important patient groups. The one group at the highest risk are what we call very high-risk patients, and those are patients with established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. They've either had a myocardial infarction, they've had a stroke, they've got peripheral vascular disease, but it also includes all patients that have had any form of stent, whether they had a coronary stent, a carotid stent, etc. And it also includes the category where patients have been shown to have atherosclerosis based on imaging. For example, if on carotid ultrasound you see plaque, that would be the same as having atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Similarly, if you do a coronary calcium score and that is high, greater than 100, that would be indicative of the presence of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. So the first category, very high risk, are those patients that have established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, however you define it. Either they've had an event or you've got imaging to show that they've got atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. And in these patients, the LDL target has now been lowered to 1.4 millimoles per liter. What is important is that also you have to achieve an LDL cholesterol reduction of greater than 50%. So if you have a patient in this very high-risk category and the LDL cholesterol happens to be quite low, only, say, 2 millimoles per liter, you still want to reduce it by more than 50%. So you have to reduce the cholesterol not only to the target of 1.4, but also to a level of greater than 50% reduction, or that target of 1.8. The next category are high-risk patients. And these are patients that have have factors that are highly atherogenic and will result in premature atherosclerosis. And in this category are patients with familial hypercholesterolemia, patients with diabetes, both type 1 and type 2 diabetes, patients with chronic kidney disease. And in this category, once again, we need to reduce LDL cholesterol by greater than 50%. And in this setting, the target LDL is 1.8 millimoles per liter or lower. In the last category, those at moderate or low risk, the old LDL cholesterol target of 3 millimoles per liter applies. But very importantly is to identify the very high-risk patients and those at high risk, where the targets are much lower than previously defined. So as I mentioned, the target of treatment remains LDL cholesterol, because all the evidence shows is that if we can reduce LDL cholesterol, we can reduce risk for future atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. What about triglycerides? Now, we know the ideal triglyceride is less than 1.7 millimoles per liter. That is what is recommended. The problem is it's very controversial whether treating a mildly elevated triglyceride level above 1.7 but below about 10 millimoles per liter is of any benefit in terms of reducing atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. And I will discuss this in one of the later series in this podcast series. We mustn't forget, however, that a very high triglyceride level, greater than 10 millimoles per liter, is associated with an increased risk for pancreatitis. So if the triglycerides are extremely elevated, greater than 10, that requires treatment, both with lifestyle modification and with drug therapy. Once we have decided to initiate treatment based on the lipid profile, how often should we check the lipid profile and how often should we adjust our therapy? A rule of thumb is that most treatments that we initiate, statins, fibrates, PCSK9 inhibitors, are effective within 2 to 4 weeks. So we could actually do a follow-up lipid profile in about a month. But practically, we tend to see patients every 3 months. So we would repeat a lipid profile in 3 months' time. If they're not at target, then the treatment should be adjusted. Once they are at target, it's okay to really follow patients on an annual basis once they are at target, and most important is at LDL cholesterol target, whatever that is defined at. They're very high-risk patients, 1.4, high-risk 1.8, and the rest of us about a level of 3 millimoles per liter. So stay tuned for the next in the series, where I will be discussing resources and the clinical management of lipids.
We are Novartis, and we are reimagining medicine.